Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. It is the 17th of March, 2021. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com, band.video. What a day. What a day for news, folks. More news than perhaps we can get to in these 3 hours, but we'll do our best, and we'll have the help of Frank Kavanaugh in the third hour. Very excited to get to some of this. I also want to quickly remind everybody that tomorrow is the Texas National Movement's Action Day in support of House Resolution 1359. You can join myself and other fellow Texas nationalists as we take to the Texas State Capitol to encourage our representatives to support the movement for Texas secession. Very exciting stuff, and that will be tomorrow. Before we get into the news today, I want to briefly talk about a fella named St. Patrick, because I was going to show a video. I was going through YouTube looking for videos about St. Patrick, and they're all not as impressive as they should be, because there's something that, the real popular saints from the Bible tend to get boiled down into like play school characters, right? It's all this sort of elementary level animations of what actually happened. This guy was, and pardon the French here, but for lack of a better term, he was a badass. The dude was awesome. He was born in Britain in the 400s, 5th century Roman Britain. He was the son of a deacon, and his grandfather, I think, was a priest, raised in a Christian household, but he considered himself sort of an atheist as a teenager. At 16, he was kidnapped by pagan pirates from Ireland, and for 6 years, he was kept as a slave by a druid priest. And he was forced to be a shepherd, and it was during this time that he started to pray, started to actually become Christian. And he received a vision 6 years into his enslavement, basically of the Holy Spirit or some voice in his dream saying, "Now is the time. Go to this place on the coast, and there will be a boat waiting for you." And I love, this is the way it works with all these saints or apostles or anything. They're just told to go do something, and they just go do it. No questions. No, I have to get my plans and works. If I escape and they catch me, it's going to be bad. No, it was just, hey, Patrick, wake up. It's time. Get to the coast. So 200 miles he walks to the coast, this place that he sees in his vision, and there it is, a ship waiting for him. And then there's some confusion about getting on the ship. The guy who owns the ship doesn't want to let him on. And then he sees St. Patrick praying. So he says, all right, you can come on if you perform this pagan ceremony with us. St. Patrick says, nah, I'm not interested. And the people on the boat say, you know what, this guy's all right. We're going to let him on. So he gets on the boat. He goes back to Britain, rejoins his family after 6 years. They think he's dead and gone. He reappears. They're so happy. They never want him to leave again. During this time, back in Britain, he studies more. He actually becomes a bishop or a deacon in the church. And this was 500 years before the Great Schism. There's no such thing as the Catholic Church versus the Orthodox Church at this time. It was just the church, and I guess could be best described as Celtic Orthodox would be the church that he belonged to. And then he does an amazing thing. He goes back to the land of his enslavement. He returns to the people who enslaved him, not as a conqueror. You know, there's a story of Julius Caesar. He's captured by pirates. He returns to the place where he was kidnapped. He slaughtered them all. That's what Julius Caesar does. St. Patrick does a little bit different. He actually starts to convert everyone. He starts to build churches, builds the first church in Ireland. And actually, when he gets to his former master, his former slave master, the man is so ashamed that his former slave is now coming to convert him that he burns down his whole house and himself inside, self-immolation, sort of tragic and horrible. But basically this one guy, Patrick, returns to the place where he was once enslaved, converts the entire island, becomes the patron saint of Ireland, changes his name to Patrick, his nom de plume that he used during his writings, uses the shamrock to describe the Trinity, the three leaves of the shamrock, and of course his iconic shepherd staff from his days as a shepherd slave. Just incredible stuff, well worthy of appreciation on this St. Patrick's Day 2021.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. It is the 17th of March, 2021, St. Patrick's Day. Got my green tie, my green pin, and my other green pin here, and we're ready to rock. Frank Kavanaugh will be joining me in the third hour, and one of the topics of discussion on the docket will be the existence of Irish slaves in America. The celebration of St. Patrick's Day in America dates all the way back to 1762, when the first St. Patrick's Day parade was held in New York City, a time-honored tradition, especially amongst the revolutionary soldiers there. And I'm looking forward to getting into it with Frank Kavanaugh, full metal MAGA himself. But first, we'll begin this day, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Let's roll the thing. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 17th of March, 2021. It was revealed yesterday that on Saturday morning, Rio Grande City agents arrested 247 illegal aliens in two groups alone. This year, agents in the field have encountered 17 groups of over 100 people each, mostly composed of family and accompanying alien children. Just another data point in this massive surge of illegal aliens across the border. This has resulted in the fact that there are now 13,000 kids in cages at the border. This story at InfoWars.com. The crisis at the border continues to accelerate. As CBS News reported Tuesday that there are now more than 13,000 unaccompanied migrant children being held in prison-like cells by U.S. authorities. The report notes that many more are being turned back every day and that there are now so many trying to cross the border. The U.S. is on track this year to encounter more illegal immigration than in the past 20 years. Truly incredible. In fact, you have a senator from the city of Midland in Texas saying that this Saturday, the governor, myself, and local Midland officials were blindsided by the Biden administration and told that 700 juvenile immigrants would be placed in the Midland County at a vacant oil and gas man camp. The decision by the Biden administration was sprung on Midland County literally overnight. Buses began arriving late Sunday morning. What he has been told is that this issue was shopped around to other Texas cities, but at no point was there a discussion between the Biden administration and local Midland officials. It was a one-side decision. For that, he says he is furious. Truly incredible. Of course, 3,000 unaccompanied minors now being sent to the Dallas Convention Center, and just basically every city in Texas is getting a little portion of this unmanageable amount of illegal immigrants, personally invited by the President of the United States. Thank you so much, Mr. Biden. Moving on, Twitter not looking too hot these days as Twitter tries to use Section 230 to kill a child porn lawsuit. Twitter has filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit from a minor who claims that the social media platform refused to move child porn that featured him and another 13-year-old, citing its immunity under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Now, the incredible thing about this is that the suit alleges that Twitter, despite being informed that John Doe was only 13 years old, refused to remove the images and videos showing him and another teen because it, quote, didn't find a violation of their policies. So in other words, this 13-year-old discovered the video of himself on somebody else's Twitter. He reported it to Twitter, and Twitter said, yeah, that's going to go ahead and stay up. We actually approve of that. That doesn't violate our policies. And now they're trying to claim Section 230 allows them to do that. That may fly in our utterly corrupt system, but Russia may not be so forgiving. Russia gives Twitter 1 month to remove banned content or be blocked. They allege that the social media platform has not taken down more than 3,000 posts containing banned content, including information regarding drugs, child pornography, and increasing suicide among minors. They've a, as they say, a zero tolerance policy regarding child sexual exploitation, and they will be removing Twitter from Russian internet if Twitter does not comply with their ruling within the month. Meanwhile, here in America, more news about the fraud that occurred on November 3rd of last year. Seems like every day we're getting another court order or another judge's ruling that sheds more light on how the election was stolen, and looks like there may be some investigation moving forward. Michigan court says this: Michigan Secretary of State's absentee ballot order broke the law, vindicating a Trump claim. Michigan judge ruled last week Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson broke state law when she unilaterally issued rules related to absentee balloting, legitimizing a key claim made by the Trump administration in its legal challenges to the 2020 election. Benson issued several unilateral orders during the 2020 election, including sending absentee ballot applications to all registered voters. She also issued guidance on how to evaluate absentee ballots and moved the Michigan court claims judge Christopher Murray held violated the state's Administrative Procedures Act. Essentially, she issued guidance saying that all signatures, if they could just be slightly similar to each other, would be considered valid. Or as this article puts it, in the guidance, Benson said that slight similarities in signature on absentee ballots should leave the counter to decide in favor of finding that voter's signature was valid. So there you go, basically giving a blanket cover to anybody that would want to commit fraud in the election. The official directives from that Secretary of State without any legislative backing said basically, yeah, go ahead and do it. It's totally fine. Meanwhile, in the country of Myanmar, the Myanmar regime has seized bank accounts of Soros's Open Society Foundation. That's right. The Myanmar state counselor once held talks with George Soros, but the military regime has seized control of the bank accounts of billionaire George Soros's Open Society Foundation in Myanmar and announced that it will take legal actions against the foundation, which is accused of violating restrictions on the activity of such organizations, proving once and for all the military is the good guys there. Here's a really shocking story from Town Hall. A parent who criticized critical race theory has been placed on a hit list for harassment. And we'll get into more of this later in the program because it really is worth digging into. Essentially, this group on Facebook is called the Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County, and they put out a call for volunteers to combat the anti-critical race theory activity of some of these parents. They say they're looking for folks who are interested in volunteering to organize, lead, and execute and donate regarding the following points: gathering information on these people, infiltrating these groups, spreading this information, and finding a way to gather donation for these donations for these efforts. Essentially, if you dare to question what your children are being taught, and what they're being taught is essentially their skin color makes them inherently evil and they deserve to be dispossessed in their own country, if you're against that, prepare for other parents to organize against you, dox you, find your information, infiltrate your groups in an attempt to destroy your life. Hey, speaking of destroying lives, Moderna is now going to test the COVID-19 vaccine on young children and babies. Moderna announced Tuesday it's beginning a study of its COVID-19 vaccine in children younger than 12, one that will include babies as young as 6 months. The announcement comes exactly a year after the first adult received a test dose of the shot created at the National Institute of Health, which is convenient because that's also where the coronavirus itself was created. So I guess a two-for-one package there. Also in COVID tyranny news, a family was kicked off of a flight for not forcing a four-year-old autistic boy to wear the mask. Spirit Airlines kicked a family off of a flight home to Little Rock, Arkansas, because they refused to force their four-year-old autistic son to wear a face mask. The report says that the doctor, the family even had a doctor's note exempting their son owing to his condition, which is recognized under the American Disability Act. But that's not enough for the petty tyrants who run the airlines. Obey them or have your right to travel across the United States removed at their dictate. Also, perhaps one of the most troubling stories in this same vein, a New York City judge removes a six-year-old from her mother because she didn't wear a mask while dropping her off at school. In a shocking and egregious move, the court also told Dr. Epstein that in order to get a short supervised visits with her child, she will have to wear a mask inside of her own home. Don't want to wear a mask? Prepare for the state to take your child away. This is the state of tyranny in which we find ourselves. We're going to continue with the Daily Dispatch on the other side. That's just how much news we have today. So stay tuned, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, welcome back to the American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video, continuing with this daily dispatch. Again, I just want to revisit this article here. New York judge removes six-year-old from her mother because she didn't wear a mask while dropping him off at school. It was a normal day for Dr. Michelle Epstein, a family physician, when she went to drop her daughter off at Birch Wathen Linux School in the Upper East Side last week until her entire life turned upside down in an instant. The tearful mother explained in a phone call that her daughter was already inside the building and wearing a mask when the school nurse and school security attempted to force Dr. Epstein to wear a mask on the public street in front of the building where the drop-off takes place. She says, no one got physical or anything. She just refused to wear the mask. They were outside on the public sidewalk. That's according to Dr. Epstein's boyfriend, adding that the doctor was wearing a mask because they're required to go inside. The mother explained the school nurse came out and was aggressively demanding that she put on a mask, but she was already leaving and didn't accept it. The next thing she knows, her daughter was taken from her. She was separated from her daughter's father, and they shared a custody agreement where the child split times between the homes equally. The divorce, however, has been bitter. Following the confrontation at the school, Dr. Epstein left, but would soon find a letter from the expensive college prep school sent to her, her estranged husband, and the attorneys for both parties. The school is demanding that Dr. Epstein no longer be permitted to drop off or pick up her school, her child from the school. And if that wasn't bad enough already, the father used the notice about the mask situation to request an emergency hearing for full custody, which Justice Matthew F. Cooper granted after berating the already emotionally devastated mother. Additionally, the court decided that the mother is not permitted to remove her daughter from the expensive school and told her that she does not have a choice in the matter. She's currently working three jobs to pay for not only her daughter's expenses, but the six lawyers she hired to fight what she is now referring to as the kidnapping of her child. State-sanctioned kidnapping because you refuse to wear a mask that, according to CDC reports, all of the mask mandates in the world do little more than 0.5% decrease of COVID restrictions. In other words, pretty much nothing. Truly incredible. A former State Department lead investigator says COVID-19 escaped from a Wuhan lab and may have been a bioweapons accident. This is the story from InfoWars.com. U.S. State Department's former lead investigator who oversaw the COVID-19 task force into the origins of the virus believes that SARS-CoV-2 escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and may have been the product of bioweapons research, this according to Fox News. Wow, incredible. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm so surprised. Can't believe it. Oh, I don't have basic logic. I don't have basic common sense to understand that, yeah, probably the insane pandemic weaponized COVID virus happened to come from the Institute of Virology at its epicenter. Oh, it's shocking, right? Incredible. Here's a story that is making the rounds that I just frankly don't understand. So I'm going to have to go against, or maybe I'll just answer the question here. The headline from InfoWars.com says, digitally altered? Watch Joe Biden's hand appear to magically phase through microphone. If the question is digitally altered, the answer is no. No, it's pretty normal. And I'll explain why. In fact, if we want to go and play this, here you can see the video, and there you can see his hands pass over the microphones. And this is what is making people think that it is a green screen of some sort. Maybe people don't have experience with green screens. Although it's weird because some of the people that are making these claims do have, I mean, they do shows where they're in front of green screens. They should know how green screens work. So if you're using a green screen, that means you are superimposing one image on top of another. So either Joe Biden is superimposed or the microphones are superimposed. But what you see in this video is that the microphone passes under Joe Biden's hand, but over his body, which would mean that you can see this microphone on the right. Here it's in front of Joe Biden's body, and then it goes here behind his hand. So that would mean that somebody went through and frame by frame using a rotoscope technique or another sort of masking technique actually cut out the hand and placed it on top of the microphone. If you just were to superimpose microphones onto this image, it would never go behind his hand. And if you were to superimpose Joe Biden on it, he would be always in front of the microphones. You don't, for it to be in front of a microphone with his hand, but behind the microphone with his body, you would have to actually go in and mask that hand. Here's a guy named Bricksuit saying, holy green screen, Batman, Biden's right hand appears to move in front of the microphones. What's going on here? I think you've answered your own question. His hand is in front of the microphone. It's really not that complicated. Don't be distracted, folks, by nonsense. No, this wasn't a green screen. Why would they even do a green screen? It makes no sense. Wouldn't they make him look a little better? If they did do a green screen, wouldn't it be him like saying something important or good or like making him look good? No, he still looks like a feeble old man, incapable of even understanding the questions asked to him. Other people are then pointing out like it looks like his hair is disappearing. The masking on his head is off. No, it's blending in with the white sky behind him. It happens all the time. I often have to have the crew change the background here because it's so dark that my hair blends into the background here at the InfoWars studio. I am not superimposed in this image. It's just a artifact of digital video. I mean, the microphone even hits his hand. You can see his hand move when the microphone hits it. Ian Miles Chong, I don't understand this video. Look at the microphones. It makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah, it's not a green screen, folks. This will conclude your daily dispatch with the statement from Harrison Smith, professional video editor. And not green screen, focus on something else, okay? He puts his hand in front of the microphone, and it's as simple as that. It might look slightly weird, but I guess people just don't understand what it takes to green screen stuff. I mean, you'd have to then ask the question, okay, is Joe Biden in front of the green screen? Because if the microphones are just superimposed on top of the image, then they would never go behind Biden. So that means Biden has to be superimposed. So is Biden standing in front of a green screen? In which case you have to ask, is the camera movement then digitally altered to where they actually, they have a still camera and then they add in the zoom and the pullback and the shake of the camera to match Joe Biden to the background? Are they shooting an empty background with microphones and putting Joe Biden in front of it? It makes no sense. It's not a green screen. It's just him putting his hand in front of the microphone. In fact, there's an alternative angle where you can see him putting his hand in front of the microphone. And again, you just have to ask yourself that classic conspiracy question, qui bono? Who benefits? For what benefit would there be to have Joe Biden look like a decrepit old skeleton wandering up to the microphone and going, border? No. It's like, really? They're going to spend all this time masking things, rotoscoping things, green screening everything, getting it just right, matching the light from one angle to another, setting up a studio where the lights perfectly match the sunrise. No, it makes no sense. It's stupid. It would benefit nobody. There's no reason why they would do this. It's a total distraction. It's a total nothing. The point is, Joe Biden is not going to the border because I hear there's Mexicans there. I don't know. I don't want to be there. That's scary. That sounds scary. That food's too spicy. No, the point is, the man is a decrepit old incompetent who hasn't taken a single question from the media, and all of his appearances have been manufactured. This one, however, seems to just literally be him refusing to answer questions like he always does. Normal.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. We want to hear from you. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Also question, same question that I asked yesterday. What is the biggest threat that we're facing? Is it the hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring across our border, being shipped to a town near you? Is it big tech, which will ruthlessly eliminate anybody expressing conservative opinions? But when it comes to child porn, they got to take their time with that. They got to really figure out whether or not that's something they need to pay attention to. Is it the fact that after, what, over 6 months after the November election, finally some courts in places like Michigan and Georgia are starting to actually allow the investigation to continue? What is the biggest threat we face right now? We'll be taking your calls throughout the show and into the third hour, when I will be joined by Frank Kavanaugh. And let's go. We'll throw a little twist on it. What's the biggest threat, and how do we fight back? That's what I want to know. because, of course, tomorrow will be the Texas Nationalist Movement Action Day at the Texas Capitol. I will be there talking to supporters of the secession movement, taking interviews, making interviews, and talking to our state representatives about why they need to support the Texas secession movement, with the Texas Nationalist Movement leading the way. That's March 18th, 2021 at the Texas State Capitol. By the way, folks, everything we do here, including myself going to the Capitol tomorrow, well, it's all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to get some of the best supplements on the market right now. And what do you know, many of them are 50% off, including BrainForce Plus, which is now back in stock. It was not available for a while, but good news for so many InfoWarriors who tell me this is their favorite product of all time. It's BrainForce Plus, and it's now 50% off. Really an incredible nootropic. Changed the game when it was released. You see a lot of similar competitors on the market. And when I say competitors, of course, I mean cheap, no good knockoffs of the real deal. BrainForce Plus is the real deal. It's back in stock, 50% off. It's one of the highest rated and best selling InfoWars life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every single day. The formula is loaded with natural compounds like yerba mate, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and many others that are known to boost cognitive health and give you a major boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of BrainForce Plus is a 360 win. Not only do you get a high-quality nootropic, but you help to launch the InfoWar into the next level and keep all of these incredible operations moving forward. Now, I want to talk about another form of business, not InfoWars, not honest patriotic Americans just trying to do their best and supported by a lovely contingent of supporters, but how about the multinational, international business community and the power they exert on the people they see as peons and minions? What am I talking about? Well, Coca-Cola and Home Depot have just declared that Georgia, they're not allowed to pass a voter ID law. Or as the media puts it, Georgia business community expresses concerns over voting restrictions. Yes, folks, the shameful, cheating race baiters rolled out the classic standard, saying that wanting secure elections, well, that's racist. That's right. According to Stacey Abrams and others, non-white people, they don't have the ability or the wherewithal to vote in person, vote on time, or obtain a voter ID. If you disagree with that, well, you're a bigot, and you want to deny all black people suffrage. You're not allowed to vote. And it's just insane. This is the way it goes. The bills that the Georgia state legislator is attempting to pass would end no-excuse voting, and it would restrict drop boxes. Remember, these are two measures that were hastily enacted and definitely super temporary due to the dire COVID pandemic. But now they're here forever, and you're racist if you say otherwise. Just like the mask, the lockdown, forced vaccinations, temporary urgent measures. Because of this dire, unique situation with the pandemic, oh, and now that they're here, you cannot remove them. They're here forever, and how dare you say otherwise? This wouldn't be the first time, and this is according to Washington Post, this wouldn't be the first time that Georgia businesses have been called to take sides in a political fight. In 2016, Georgia's Republican governor vetoed a so-called religious freedom bill after the business community, sports leagues, and civil liberty groups criticized it as being anti-gay. In 2019, a threatened Hollywood boycott failed to stall one of the nation's strictest anti-abortion bill, which was signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp. See, this is the Great Reset. This is activism in capitalism. What is it called when billionaires who run massive multinational corporations force their ideology on an unwilling population by threatening to bankrupt them for resisting? Social activism. Philanthropy. That's what it is. It's just like when Mark Benioff announced that his company Salesforce, the largest tech employer in Indiana, would cancel all employee programs and travel in the state of Indiana after they passed SB 101, the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act. Ultimately, that move forced the legislature to bend to his will and add amendments of his choosing. See, Mark Benioff is a member of the World Economic Forum and a devotee of a man named Klaus Schwab, who tells you, of course, you will own nothing, have no privacy, and be happy. He owns major publications like Time magazine in order to push his perverted views. He also sits on a council with Pope Francis, Linda Rothschild, and a number of other industrial titans who call themselves the Guardians and tell us that this is the path forward for capitalism. This is the new normal in which the richest people in the world use financial extortion to override the will of the voting public and impose their own ideology in a place that they don't even live. An ideology that thinks you should own nothing, have no privacy, eat bugs, live in a tube, and use public transportation while they fly their private jets to private islands to rape children in dungeons. This is the Great Reset. This is the new normal. This is where we are now. So, yes, it's happening again. Georgia business community, the richest people in the world, overriding the will of the locals. See, our democracy, our republic works because the people who live in a place get to decide which laws govern that place. But not anymore. Now, these ultra, ultra rich, multi billionaires who have connections all through Hollywood and the media and the banking system have now partnered with people like the Rothschilds and the Pope, right? The Catholic Church and the Vatican itself. They're all coming together to say, we'll use this power that we have to impose our will on the people of America. So no longer Georgia, Indiana, Texas, you don't get to decide what your laws are. See, you're wrong. They're right. They're the billionaires. They get to decide what laws your legislature pass. And if you try to pass a law that they don't like, then they'll bankrupt you. They'll pull out their industry from your state. They can do that. Hollywood threatened to do it in Georgia, and luckily it didn't work. But pretty much every other time, the legislature has no recompense. They have to bend their will. They're talking about billions of dollars in jobs and infrastructure and taxes that these companies are helping to generate. So these people who own these companies that don't live in Indiana, they don't live in Georgia. They live in L.A. They live in New York. They live in, technically they pay taxes in the Bahamas, right? These people are the ones that get to decide what your laws are. This is the new normal. This is the Great Reset. This is the dirty secret behind all of it. And remember, if you disagree, well, you're a racist. You're a Nazi. You don't want black people to be able to vote. Because once again, as we know, as Stacey Abrams will tell you, black people, they don't have the ability to get voter IDs. They don't have the ability to be somewhere on a certain date. They have to have a whole week, a whole month, maybe 3 months to vote. I mean, they're black. You expect them to vote on a single day on time? No. That's racist of you to think that. The progressive thing is to think that they're incapable of that and that they need to be coddled. And any attempt to restrict the ability to commit voter fraud, it's racist. You can't do it. The billionaires told you so. Don't you dare try to cross them.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 and Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Still so much to cover, and we're already in the last segment of this hour. We'll go out to your phone calls in just 1 second. Johnny in Denmark wants to talk about what he thinks the greatest threat to America is right now, and not to steal your thunder, Johnny, but I want to use this as an intro to a video clip. Johnny says that our biggest threat is a lack of critical thinking, and I agree that is extremely dangerous, and I'll let you expand on that in just a second. But first, I want to show you a clip of a commissioner in New York actively advocating against critical thought, saying, don't think, just do as we tell you. Here she is.
You know, COVID has devastated the state. Long Island continues to be one of the hardest hit regions, especially for our black and brown New Yorkers. We must take the vaccine. Now, I'm going to tell you a personal story, off script. So today, right after this, I am going to have an infusion. And I'm going to have an infusion because I want to make sure that the cancer that was in my body does not return. I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
Wow.
And that's
don't ask. Don't
what
question.
We have to do. Our communities take insulin, metformin, all kinds of, we can line up at the drugstore so quickly because we want to save our lives. And that's what the governor is talking about. We must take the vaccine. The vaccine is a weapon that wins the war on COVID. And we need our clergy because, as Martin Luther King said, religion and science are not competing interests. They are our trusted messengers. And when your pastor says to do something, you trust your pastor, you trust your doctor. That's what we need to do. This shot is the only thing that will get our lives back. Whichever vaccine is offered to you, the governor, our governor, has done an amazing job for Long Island, for New York. It is there for you to take it, and we cannot have any excuses at all.
No excuses.
We all need to do our part, not just for ourselves, but for our families, for our friends, for our community. So, Governor, I thank you for being here. You stay continuing to lead us through this crisis because we need you. Thank you.
Highest death rate in the country, tens of thousands dead on his orders, total failure, being impeached from his office. But don't you dare question him. You are not allowed to question. She said a lot of amazing things in that clip, talking about how the black community is especially being hit hard by COVID-19. It's because they don't get as much vitamin D from the sun because of their skin. It's a scientific fact. They need more vitamin D, but they don't tell you about vitamins, do they? They don't tell you about losing weight. They don't tell you about getting exercise. No, no, it's the vaccine, and it's only the vaccine, and it's just the vaccine, and all you need is the vaccine. And most importantly, don't you dare question the vaccine. Don't you dare. Let's play clip 10 here. This is just the short little segment of this that I think is the most telling out of everything that she said. Again, this is Commissioner Tracy Edwards of New York. Here she is again telling you to just be a sheep. Take whatever they give you. Let's roll it.
Asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion.
I am
sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
Yeah, I don't know what's in these cigarettes. I'm not going to look up the ingredients in these cigarettes. I'm just going to smoke these cigarettes. Now, does that seem smart to you?
So stupid. My God. My God. People just like clap. She's just like, I'm not gonna look up the ingredients of what they're sticking in my arm. They're like, yep, good, good. Don't. Please don't. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Do not look up the ingredients of vaccines. For the love of God, do as you're told. It's outrageous. So, Johnny in Denmark, thank you so much for calling in. How's that for an example of a lack of critical thinking, which you call the greatest threat? What do you think, Johnny? You're on the air.
What an almost unbelievably apt segue that is for me.
Mm.
Well selected. It's almost as if you selected those clips on the basis of my call and what I said I was going to talk about.
Serendipity for you.
Yeah, exactly. I would say did you say serendipity or synchronicity?
Either one. It works.
Yeah, I would say synchronicity, but that's my spiritual orientation. I actually was going to talk about it in the context myself and the notes I have here of Fauci and his 35-year reign of medical terror. And that was prompted by last week Owen being surprised at Fauci saying essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, but only slightly, that COVID-19 vaccines are very safe and very effective. And every word in that 8-word sentence is false.
Mm. You know? Yeah.
But when people think critically about it, they believe it. They don't want to research it. And they stick out their arms and just succumb to their addictions. There's an excellent video on Band.video, the second one in my search right now, on the channel Bill Gates is Evil, a very aptly named channel. If you look at it, Fauci himself, I mean, what are his credentials? That people see him as a medical doctor, but he's only barely a medical doctor. I mean, technically he is because he got his MD in 1966, and he finished his residency and internship in 1968, but he hasn't seen a single patient in private practice. He immediately, went to the NIH, the National Institute of Health of the U.S., and became a medical bureaucrat. And he became the head of the NIAID, which is his present position, highest paid federal employee, higher paid than even, since 1985. And the PCR inventor, Carrie Mullis, in a video on band.video titled PCR Inventor Says Fauci, quote, not a scientist, said Fauci is not only not a scientist, he doesn't know anything about medicine or anything, basically.
That's a great video. And that was back from the 80s, I believe, like during the AIDS crisis. And that guy, the inventor of the PCR test, just savages Fauci. I mean, he has not a single kind word to say and is very brutal in his, dissection of Fauci's credentials. That's an excellent video.
Yeah. And this statement last week is just, I see it as just the latest extreme public gaslighting. In this continual, now 35 years long and extreme MSM and Big Pharma gaslighting stream. And I'll just list eight of these. If you want me to go into them in any more detail, I will. One, vaccines are generally safe and effective. We know very well that they're neither. Two, I don't know if you know this, from Desivir, safely and effectively treats hepatitis C and Ebola. It was originally a failed hepatitis C drug, and it was killing too many people. So they discontinued it, and then it was a failed Ebola drug, and they discontinued it also. Same Fauci, same Remdesivir. Three, so-called AIDS exists. There's a great parallel here with COVID-19 and was going to be an incurable pandemic. AIDS and 9/11 were kind of warm-up for COVID-19. AIDS in terms of the medical gullibility and 9/11 in terms of the general gullibility and gaslighting. Four, so-called HIV has been isolated. It hasn't. Infects humans. It hasn't. And causes so-called AIDS. The question of whether HIV causes AIDS is rather like the question of whether a unicorn virus causes cooties. You decide. Five, Remdesivir safely and effectively treats so-called AIDS. It doesn't. It was actually killing off AIDS patients, too, 0-3. Six, COVID-19 exists. It doesn't. And has been an incurable pandemic for well over a year now. Seven, SARS-CoV and SARS-CoV-2 have been isolated. They haven't. Infect humans. They haven't. And cause so-called SARS and so-called COVID-19, two more manufactured diseases. And eight, and this is the denouement, forced face shields and masks, social distancing and isolation, so-called COVID-19 lockdowns and pseudo-vaccines, they're not even really vaccines, and lung ventilators are legal, safe, effective, and humane.
Yeah, that we know is not true. I mean, the PCR manufacturers themselves came out and said, oh, actually, it's not valid. Vaccines, they'll tell you, you can still get the disease. It's a total fraud. It's about tyranny.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Aloha, amigos. It's me, Fentanyl, the dragon. I am named after the product that my bosses, CCP, bring into your country. We will talk about fentanyl in a moment, but first the COVID hoax that I launched with your Bill Gates and, of course, Klaus Schwab on you a year ago. And now you see what happens. You are in fear to leave your home, and Marvis Marvin Hagler took shot and died. Just like your Hank Aaron, he said, take a shot to protect other people. But now it's admitted it does not protect you from COVID. And Fauci, good. He says you still can't go out after the vaccine. You must social distance and stay close. And Canada say the same thing. EU say it. UK, Australia, because I designed plan. That stands for stupid Americans. You collapse while China stay open. Make more billionaires and all welcome by. We control your government. We are collapsing your nation. Nothing can stand against us. And your people take our shots and die. Die, Americans. Die. CCP will rule you. And now that Biden has been in possession 2 months, he banned your border patrol. So the deadly poison fentanyl with 1 grain that can kill you is pouring in at 360% levels above Trump. Your tent cities are spreading too. And now your pregnant women fly combat missions and I will have sex chains for your little boy. Now, finally this evening, it is important to agree with Brian Stelter that no one is allowed to have free speech like Tucker Carlson. He should be taken off the airwaves. And the Grammys, they do not need to wear masks while they teach you to throw Molotov cocktails at police. No. And you need to also understand that Swiss officials blame not taking vaccine for COVID, even though it admits that vaccines are causing mutations and spreading COVID. Good American, shut your mouth, take your shot and die. Cut your son's genitals off, tell your little girl they're a boy. China run you now, roll over and die. Hello, hi, we run your people, we run you too. So do what we say and we're gonna kill you too. I'll tell you again, I'll say it last time. InfoWars is not good. Bad InfoWars, bad InfoWars. Good Joe Biden.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did we get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt you.
Kung flu. It comes from China.
So good. You can share that video at InfoWars or band.video. CCP celebrates total dominance over stupid Americans. Oh, man. Good stuff, folks. You can support everything that we do here, by the way, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is back in stock and at 50% off. And, you know, even if you don't need a nootropic, maybe you don't feel like you need Survival Shield X2, 50% off, or Down and Out, 40% off. I mean, they would benefit your life, and I suggest you give them a shot. But, you know, stuff like fish oil, That's stuff that people take every single day, and a lot of people do. You can buy it from a big box store. You can get low-quality crud from who knows where, and your money going to who knows what. Or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, shop with the good guys. If you take something like fish oil and you buy that sort of stuff anyway, just buy it from us. Buy it from the good guys. You get fantastic product of the highest quality, and you're supporting InfoWars. Looks like Ultimate Fish Oil is out of stock, so why not try krill oil? That incredible red color comes from the amount of krill that we are able to fit in each pill.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more.
I would enjoy a little bit of the Ballad of the Alamo to inspire us for the Texas Nationalist Movement Day of Action tomorrow.
Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from
amazing
Texas.
Amazing things accomplished by the early men of Texas, and we seek to recreate their glory, if not their sacrifice, by seceding from the corrupt tyrants in Washington, D.C. Once again, I'll be heading there following the show tomorrow to the Texas State Capitol. If you are in Austin or able to make your way tomorrow, the 18th of March, for the Day of Action, we will be there interviewing supporters and detractors alike, I imagine, but we'll be there to figure out what people think about this and to try to convince our state representatives that this is the path forward, and I believe one of the only paths forward. You know, in the previous segment, we covered critical thinking and the lack of it as a major issue, sort of the font of so many other issues. And it's true, you know, there's a distinct difference, don't let the words fool you, between critical thinking and critical theory. Critical theory gets talked a lot about these days. Critical theory is basically the communist ideology that says everything that you hold to be true, you must be critical of. Everything that your forefathers taught you, you should dissect and look into and ascribe negative reasons behind all of these things. That is destroying our country. Critical thinking is the ability to just use your own mind and dissect what you're being told in a logical way. Here's New York Times with their opinion published earlier this year. Don't go down the rabbit hole. I go back. What's the underlying? Critical thinking, as we're taught to do it, isn't helping in the fight against misinformation. No, it's not helping when you think for yourself. Just obey. And this, of course, goes hand in hand with the censorship that we see, as the headline has revealed that Google blocked nearly 100 million, as they say, misleading coronavirus ads in 2020. 100 million misleading ads. See, you don't think, they'll think for you. They'll decide your reality. They'll decide what's true or not. You don't have a say in it. Perhaps that's perhaps we've gotten to the bottom of one of the major problems. You know, you have New York Times saying, don't go down the rabbit hole. Don't critically think. Maybe that's why they're having so much trouble figuring out why the murder rates have skyrocketed in the last year. They're baffled. They can't figure it out. Ah, there's all these different things that happen. What could it be? What could it possibly be that inspired the massive growth in murder rate? This year, in Oregon, the murder rate is up 2,000%. It's up 20 times. They had one murder by this time last year. They've had 20 in this year. L.A., New York, Philadelphia, all show rises of greater than 20%, 25% increase in murder in 2020 would mean that the United States surpassed 20,000 murders for the first time since 1995. And they're just racking their brains trying to figure out what it could possibly be. Let's see. Is it coronavirus? Maybe the lockdowns. Maybe it's the lockdowns. Maybe it's all those people buying guns. Is it the people legally buying guns that are then going out and using those guns to murder people? We just don't know. We're very confused. Of course, there was also the defund the police movement and the Black Lives Matter movement, but it's probably not that. They assure us that it's probably not that. They say, although it's unclear what caused the spike in murder, some possibilities are the various stresses of the pandemic. Maybe. the surge in gun sales during the crisis? Perhaps. Then they say, and less belief in police legitimacy related to protest over police brutality. Well, isn't that an interesting way of phrasing it? The less belief in police legitimacy related to protest over police brutality. In other words, the hysteria that the New York Times and like-minded MSM outlets helped to generate, the narratives, false as they are, that the New York Times and others helped to create and perpetuate, maybe it is the consequence of that that has caused this absolutely massive crime in murder and violent crimes across the entire country. Now, I can go ahead and disprove at least one of these other suggestions. For example, the various stresses of the pandemic. As we know, Canada has had the same stresses. In fact, even more so, with greater intensity in their lockdown program. And yet their murder rate went from something like 280 murders to 284. A tiny, minute, insignificant gain. And yet they were under more stresses than we were. So I'm going to go ahead and toss that one right out. They're from Homicide Canada. Canada only went up to 684 in 2020 from 680 in 2019, despite having much more intense lockdown measures. Okay. Of course, I'm joking, because obviously there's one very distinct cause for all of this, and it's laid out in perfect graphic detail by Steve Saylor on UNZ.com, day-by-day graph of exactly when 2020's huge murder surge began, the first weekend of the mostly peaceful riots. And if we want to go dot camera, maybe you guys can pull this up, but you see the murder rate on a graph. And here, this line, this purple line here, is when George Floyd died and immediately inspired the reporting that all police were racist, that police themselves can't be trusted, defund the police. And it's directly following that that you see the massive spike that, despite slight downturns here, there continues to rise at a fairly steady level throughout 2020. You know, it's another one of these things. Oh, and actually you can see here the blue line is where lockdown begins, and you see that first massive decrease in murders following the lockdown. Then we sort of struggled to get back to the top, and then you have this massive spike following the George Floyd murder, and then continuing up through there. And when I say murder, of course, I mean suicide, because he killed himself with fentanyl. But remember, folks, don't go down the rabbit hole. Don't think for yourself. Just listen to the New York Times when they say, we have no idea. We just don't know. We can't figure it out. Who's to say? Not you, that's for sure. It's them. They're the ones to say, and they're telling you they don't know. Now, it's obvious what's caused it. It's the aggravation being caused by the media. It is the dislocation of various portions of our society as they're turned against each other, as the racism, hatred, rioting is all aggravated by people like the New York Times. The great murder surge of 2020, they're calling it. The great murder surge. Absolutely incredible. Incredible, incredible stuff. Not just the rise in homicides across the board, 2,000% in Oregon alone, but the fact that the media, who is at least in part responsible for all of this, has the, I was going to say like temerity to claim that they don't know what's causing it. But it's not even that they're claiming they don't know. It's that they think you're stupid enough to believe them. It's that they think that you are so dumb and malleable and that your own mind is so well controlled by them that they can show you the totally obvious and say, we don't know. We just don't know. We can't figure it out. Who can say what it is? We just don't know. Maybe it's hate crimes. Maybe it's white supremacy. Hey, it could be climate change. They just don't know. They'll get to the bottom of it, though. They're working very hard. The important thing is you don't think for yourself. That's the important thing.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Banned.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge.
We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Many more stories to cover, but of course, I will be taking your phone calls throughout the hour and into the third hour as we welcome Frank Kavanaugh. But first, let's go out to your phone calls now. Chris in Missouri wants to talk about what he thinks the greatest threat is. Thanks so much for calling in. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Harrison. So I think obviously the biggest threat is the global eugenics population that is doing the old aim small, miss small strategy of trying to depopulate the Earth like by 90% or whatever their stated goal is.
Mm.
And the problem is Revelation says that they're at least decently successful with a large chunk. We're talking about like a third or up to two-thirds of the people are going to be dead. And just based on the timeline, they're saying everything is revolved around 2030. Personally, I think the year 2033 could be a halfway point. So people who are a lot smarter than me, like Tom Horn, think that tribulation starts around 2025. And really, is we got to have that burning desire because we don't know how soon they would start that World War III type scenario.
Mm.
And really, just I think the biggest risk for everybody is losing their soul and then again losing their life. And then just solutions-wise, I think we have to play to win. Now, I think a big problem is that our leadership has been co-opted at the highest level. I got high-level sources just from the Hagman Report and made the main one, Steve Quayle, saying that it's really obvious that our government, our leadership, our security infrastructure has pledged allegiance to Satan. And I don't think people realize how literal that is. So I think one of the biggest solutions is just shining the light on the mark of the beast, because that's really the whole proof. That once, like, and just math, like, once you prove that that is in the playing field, then the rest of Revelation is fulfilled, and then everybody starts having to act accordingly. And right now, just the cognitive dissonance and really just the normalcy bias is just really, really hindering everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally already happening, especially in places like Israel, where it's like, well, you either take the vaccine or you can't buy and sell. Is this hard to understand? Have we not seen this somewhere before? I mean, Revelation just lays out exactly what's going on here. I mean, it's not even confusing. It's not like some weird, you know, it's not like, oh, what does the dragon mean? What does the beast mean? It's like, no, they say you're going to have something injected into your body that determines whether or not you can buy or sell. It's laying the groundwork for what was prophesied in Revelations. It's not that complicated. It's fairly simple, and it's here, and it's happening. So, yeah, I think you're exactly right that this is exactly where we're headed. And, of course, you know, you talk about trying to determine which dates, you know, all of this will occur on. And a lot of people point out that the statement in the Bible is, you know, none will know the date or the time. And it's not because that's fixed and just nobody can guess it. It's because it's up to human will. It's up to human activity and action. And if we allow it to happen, it'll happen soon. If we fight back against it, if we reveal it, if we expose it for what it is, which is a total takeover of your very humanity and an attempt to subjugate you at the cellular level to people who do not have your best interests in mind and actively tell you what their plans are, and their plans are to enslave you while they own everything and run the world on your behalf without you having a say-so. If we reveal this and expose this and fight back against this, then we can at least prolong our existence and at least waylay the inevitable for as long as we're willing to stand up against these people, the sheeps in, or the wolves in sheep's clothing that are telling us, oh, we're here for your health. It's for your own good. And if you stand up against this, we will bash your skull in with a billy club, right? And these are what the people are telling us. And it's a, completely despicable. By the way, yeah, here, the TRACE Act, Democrat Representative Bobby Rush's COVID-19 bill is H.R. 6666. Sparks some backlash. You don't say. You don't say that the track and trace bill titled 6666 sparks a little bit of backlash. Yeah, I would think that it would. Thanks so much for the call, Chris. Let's go now to Scott in Florida, who wants to talk about the greatest threat, he says, is the New World Order. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Smith. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I took the time to jot down a category of humanity's greatest threats to humanity. And these are the globalists, again, a.k.a. international Jewry. Not all Jews, but the ones at the very pinnacle that are a tremendous threat. Let's begin, number one, with finance. The Rothschilds, Lloyd Blankfein controls Goldman Sachs, Dave Solomon, Goldman Sachs, Larry Fink, BlackRock, Janet Yellen, Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve, Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, Robert Rubin, former Treasury Secretary. Then you've got media, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Michael Bloomberg, Bloomberg News, the Sulzberger family who owns all the New York Times, all the news that's unfit to print, the Tisch family that owns CBS, Hollywood, Steven Spielberg, who owns Spielberg, Katzenberg, Geffen, SKG, Larry Geffen, who controls the record industry, all the garbage, rap, all the trash that we hear on the radio, Las Vegas, Steve Wynn, Sheldon Adelson, who, by the way, gave billions to the Republican Party. That's why I hate Democrats and Republicans. Mm. Healthcare, the Rachel Levine, human health HHS secretary. She is a lesbian, transvestite. She's a pervert. She's a sick woman, a man. I don't know what she is. Then the politics. Oh, my God. Charles Schumer, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Bernie Sanders, Dianne Feinstein, I can't read my own name. George Soros, Rahm Emanuel, Zeke Emanuel. Oh, Henry Kissinger, John Ossoff, Saul Alinsky. Then you've got drugs. The Sackler family. Did you ever hear of the Sackler family, Mr. Smith?
Sure. Yeah. They.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. They basically brought and perpetrated the opioid crisis in America, and they've had to pay billions of dollars back, and they feel very bad about it. I'm sure. But no one's gone to jail. Yeah.
Myth, Zionism, Benjamin Netanyahu, then the organization, and these organizations, and all these people, by the way, should be incarcerated. They are a threat to the world, to world humanity. Anti-Defamation League, you know, I want to just chime in briefly on the Anti-Defamation League. They go after the Proud Boys. They go after the Oath Keepers. Jeff Stuart Rose the other week, he's a hero in my opinion. But they don't go after Antifa. They don't go after Black Lives Matter. You know why? Because George Soros bankrolls Antifa. He bankrolls Black Lives Matter. He will never go near a communist group because he is a Jewish capitalism communist. But he will go after groups they love, it, Jewish organizations. You're an anti-Semite.
Scott, let me just interrupt you. I am very surprised that you haven't mentioned a story that was in the news this week. I don't know if you've seen it because you've called in a few times. And you always encourage people to read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Did you see the story this week with the protocols?
No, I did not.
Oh, my gosh, Scott, I can't believe you missed this. This is insane. Capitol police officer suspended after anti-Semitic document found at checkpoint. U.S. Capitol Police suspended an officer on Monday after a copy of an infamous anti-Semitic tract was found near Capitol Hill security post Sunday, alarming a congressional aide who viewed the document in plain sight at the checkpoint. Photographs provided to the Washington Post show a printed copy of the protocols of the meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion on a table in the entrance to the Longworth's house building. I thought for sure you'd be on top of this, Scott. I mean, I think this, and regardless what it said, we're about to go up to break here, Scott. Thank you so much for the call. But I thought this story was incredible, and maybe you can call back tomorrow and give us your opinion on it. But how amazing is this? You have books on the Navy, like, official reading list. Like, here's the things to read that are, like, by Ibram X. Kendi. They're just like, white people evil. White people bad. Christian people evil. Christian people bad. Oh, but if you have the protocols, which is provided, by the way, by the FBI, they provide the protocols of Zion. It's on their website. You're fired.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Let's go directly out to your phone calls once again. Philip in New York has an opinion on what he thinks the greatest threat to humanity is right now. Thanks so much for calling in. Philip, you're on the air.
Hey, we actually are the greatest threat to humanity. We're not paying attention to anything going on. Anybody calling in on the show the last couple months have all been given their ideas of how we break free and we should still pay our state taxes, but stop paying federal taxes. Nobody's paying attention to anything at all all this mesmerize going on is just to distract us from what's really going on behind the scenes, which we're screwed. China already owns us. We've already sold out. Our biggest threat to us is us. And we're not paying attention that we're allowing these, let's see, Pelosi arrested six times, triple the legal limit. What is it going to take for her to run over a little kid before we realize that we're letting our country be ran by out of control, alcoholic. She destroyed her life, so now she's, you know, destroying everybody else's life. Then we just, you can go on and on and on about the ridiculousness of everything behind it, but nobody's taking care of any of the situations. Jeffrey Epstein's murdered in his sleep, but nope, he hung himself. Enough is enough. We, the people of the Americas, all of us need to form together without the politician, because the politicians are the ones that are running us straight into the ground, and nobody's talking about anything of stature. We're supposed to be talking about Cuomo being a sexual predator. Well, what about the 15,000 people he executed the last year? Like, that seems to be a little bit bigger of a topic to discuss than he's touching 20-year-old kids when he's, what, 55, 60 years old, which in itself is disgusting.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here, man. I don't think I've covered Cuomo's sexual nonsense once. I always bring up the fact that he's killed tens of thousands in the nursing homes. So I think we're aware of what you're saying. I mean, hell, I would say probably the greatest threat that we face as a country, if you're going to say one thing that's our greatest threat, it's the fact that 90%+ of our pharmaceuticals come from China. And if China wanted, with the stroke of a pen, Xi Jinping or anybody else, you know, in the Communist Party in China could say, you're not getting your medicine. And literally, when you have like 75% of Americans or more on, you know, pharmaceutical medicines that are either keeping them sane or keeping them alive, I mean, that's a kill switch. They just turn off that shipment. They stop sending us the pharmaceuticals, and we just kill ourselves. We just die. I mean, people just collapse into insanity. It would be a total kill switch. All of America would collapse in like a week if China just cut off that supply, which they could do at a moment's notice, the amount of control that they have over their economy and their shipping and everything else. I mean, we would have to like go to war with China to get them to start producing pharmaceuticals again. It's like we don't even have the capability. You know, if they were to shut it off, we go, oh, shoot, let's fire up our farm. Like, we don't have them. We don't have the ingredients. We don't have the ability to make the stuff. So, you know, that's one thing that it's just like, that's a kill switch that China has over us that is not speculative. It's not a nuclear weapon. It's not an EMP to cut us offline. It's literally as simple as them saying, nope, we're no more shipping to America. We're not shipping any pharmaceuticals. That's 90% of our pharmaceutical supply. That's everybody in America that relies on a pharmaceutical drug because they've either become addicted to it because antidepressant. I mean, what isn't it like 75% of middle-aged women are on antidepressants? Like, it's some huge number, which in and of itself is despicable and you know, evidence of a rotting culture. But if they just wanted to cut us off, you know, many people would just die without the pharmaceutical medicines, and many people would kill themselves or kill other people or just go in, you know, basically insane because they're addicted to antidepressants. I mean, that's a kill shot. So we understand these threats that we're under. But what am I supposed to do about it? What are you supposed to do about it, Phil? I mean, I get your anger, and I get that the people that have led us down this road are the ones that are still in Washington, D.C. I completely agree. I tend to think something like, you know, Texas secession, where we can break away and say we don't need to be under the foot of those people. And maybe just on a slightly smaller scale, we can do a better job of choosing people to help guide us in the right direction. But I mean, we understand the threat they're under. But the question is, what do we do about it, Phil?
Oh, we got to get politicians out of politics, get the paychecks away from these politicians. And that's going to first start lowering the taxes. But we have to spread the love of the vitamins over vaccinations and nutrients over pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. because you're 100% spot on. It's go here, take a pill, and you'll feel better, when it's not. These pharmaceuticals are what's destroying people's lives, and nobody's waking up to the bigger problem, where they just want to hide underneath a shell and hope it all goes away, when we're in the middle of a war. And if the soldiers on Normandy's beach and during D-Day decided, well, we're just going to sit here and hold our rifles and see how it works itself out. I don't think we would all be speaking German right now. Like, sitting back and doing absolutely nothing is one of the biggest problems that we have right now, and we can't get out of our own way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Phil, and I fear your anger, and I hope, me personally, I can do some small way to inspire some action moving into the future. Let's go quickly to another phone call before we hit break. Ed in Ohio wants to talk about what he thinks the greatest threat is. Thanks for calling in, Ed. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Been listening for a while, and I wanted to congratulate you and your wife on your son.
Thank you very much.
First and foremost.
Thank you.
After listening to everybody else, just wanted to mention that I do have to agree with Philip out of New York there.
Yeah.
People are the number one thing that is in everybody's way. But instead of just sitting back, back in February, I drafted a new Declaration of Independence for the modern age, because we all know that eventually there is going to be a conflict, and we need to have a resolution and a doctrine as to why, just like our foundational fathers had. I did send a copy of it to a few of the emails of crew there at the InfoWars, as well as to a few other individuals, and then hard copies to a few people that are politicians on our side, or at least to their offices I could find physical addresses for. But I've only heard back from one individual saying that it was a great idea, and I was wondering if you would allow me at some point to actually read the declaration for y'all.
Sure, I'd like that. We only have about a minute left in this segment. Can you sum it up for us? Is there one sentence that stands out above the rest that you can sum up?
Let's see. Okay, this is just after the initial preamble. So, but the courts have dismissed our petitions. Our legislature has ignored us gathered in masses, and executive officers have detained our persons. These actions, or lack thereof, by those who have sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States are abhorrent. We, the citizens of the Republic, have been forced to accept the slow, creeping ravishing of our rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness by those we have been allowed to select as our representatives for the sake of security or political expediency. The preservation of these rights, which we have held to be self-evident, are the sole purpose that government was created 245 years ago. We wish that matters had not come to this, but our government is no longer representative of the people.
I'll tell you, Ed, you're not wrong. That sounded pretty good, actually. And I agree. I was looking at the Declaration of Independence recently, and it's true. You change a couple names around. You switch out, what the complaints were back in 1776 with your current updated version. And we're in exactly the same situation. A bunch of people that don't represent us, don't care about us, and don't support us are ruling over us. And it's time that we declare our independence once and for all. Thank you for the call, Ed.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we'll go back out to your phone calls in a second. Patrick, Christina, and Brittany. I'll try to get to all three of you. First, I want to cover this story that truly deserves really an hour on its own. I mean, this is just insane. Teachers compile a list of parents who question racial curriculum, plot war on them. A group of current and former teachers and others in Loudoun County, Virginia, compiled a lengthy list of parents suspected of disagreeing with the school system's actions, including teaching of controversial racial concepts, with a stated purpose in part to infiltrate, use hackers to silence parents' communication, and expose these people publicly. Members of a 624-member private Facebook group called Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County named parents and plotted fundraising and other offline work. Some use pseudonyms, but the Daily Wire has identified them as a who's who of affluent jurisdiction outside D.C., including school staff and elected officials. The Sheriff's Criminal Investigation Division is reviewing the matter, but the group's activities may be no surprise to top law enforcement because the county's prosecutor, narrowly elected with the help of $845,000 in cash from George Soros, appears to be a member of the Facebook group. Secret communications reviewed by the Daily Wire do not offer any evidence of racism by the group's targets or even attempt to. Their opponents were apparently those who objected to, sought to debate, or even simply neutral about so-called critical race theory, a radical philosophy opposed by many liberals and conservatives, but increasingly embraced by governments. In recent years, Loudoun's school system has flooded its curricula and policies with racial rhetoric, paying about $500,000 to one racial consulting company alone. It required all staff to undergo equity in the center training that promoted a sense of injustice and urgency. The school system proposed then withdrew a policy that would ban teachers from disagreeing with the school's racial philosophies, even when not on school district property. In January 2020, the school board's equity committee voted unanimously to offer and provide equity in the center-like training to parents. There's a post here in the Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County. This is a call for volunteers to combat the anti-CRT activities of the PACT folks, the Stop CRT IPS website, and the LOC, and the like. Looking for folks who are interested in volunteering to organize, lead, and execute, and donate regarding the following points: gathering information about the people in charge, infiltrating these organizations, spreading information to expose these people publicly, and to find a way to gather donations for this effort. So this is your country under critical race theory. If you disagree with it, and of course, critical race theory very simply says if you're white, you have a stain on your soul, you are inherently evil, you are responsible for all the bad things in the world, and if you're black or brown, you are a perpetual victim, incapable of adhering to the standards of white society, and therefore should be supported by the white people, who, by the way, are evil. And this is an image of a young victim of child abuse here, with an arrow pointing to herself, saying "privileged Black Lives Matter" as she's taking a knee, and you can see in her face the joy she finds at being told that she is privileged and perhaps in some way responsible for black people murdering each other, a black criminal committing suicide in the back of a cop car. That's her fault, and she should feel guilty for it. Absolutely despicable things to be telling children, but disagree, and hordes of vigilantes will get together to dox you, find your information, infiltrate your group, and spread your name to the world in an attempt to destroy your very life. Thank you, liberals. Thank you so much for all of this. Critical race theory. Absolutely shocking. Maybe not shocking, because it's not exactly unexpected. It's the inevitable consequence of telling people that they were born evil, as critical race theory obviously does. With that, we go out to the phone calls. Patrick in Massachusetts. Hopefully this is my Irish friend who I bid a good day and a happy St. Patrick's Day. Is this who I think it is, Patrick?
Happy St. Patty's Day to you too, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm just fine. What I'm worried about is you, though. I think that obviously we understand that you recently reproduced, and congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
But that's not an excuse to not comb your hair for a month. I think what you need to do is stop. I don't know if you're using chopsticks or a baseball bat.
A wagon wheel, actually.
That's not acceptable. Yeah, it looks like you're using a sandblaster to comb your lettuce.
It's okay to be jealous, Patrick.
Right.
You know, we all can't have a wild mane like this.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I wanted to talk about the vaccine situation, though, because this is one of the, you know, that I've gone to a lot of, Trump events and stuff like that. But what seems to be crazy to me is that these guys, you know, you guys are willing to make any number of excuses about Trump when it comes to the vaccine deal. He has bragged about the fact that he pushed the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed, which is the stupidest name I've ever heard in my life. But he's actually bragged about this stuff, and you guys are talking about Bill Gates. Are you serious with that?
I think we agree here. I've always said this was a terrible idea from Trump. I think the long game is that eventually it will come out how bad this vaccine is. I think a lot of deaths will be eventually revealed to have been caused by the vaccine, and people will blame it on Trump. They'll say, look, it wasn't approved. It was allowed to be implemented.
No, I don't think Trump will blame it on Trump. No, well, Trumpists are not going to blame it on Trump. They're going to blame it on anybody but Trump.
No. I mean, like the mainstream media. I mean, like the mainstream media will blame any backlash on Trump, doing Operation Warp Speed and allowing this to get out in record time. I think you're exactly right. I think it was a totally bad move by Trump. I totally disagree with this. I mean, you're not going to find, an apologist for Trump here. Somebody actually asked me this on Twitter today, and it was like, because, you know, you have to think of it in two different ways, right? You think of it in the way that I think of it, where the virus is bad and Trump should not have done this. But if you put yourself in the mindset of somebody who thinks the vaccine was really good, they're not giving Trump the credit. And again, this is a reality that I don't subscribe to. But if you think the vaccine was good and you're happy the vaccine was here, you have to give credit to Donald Trump, because he is definitely the one responsible for this. I think it was a bad thing.
But he's playing both sides of the fence, Harrison. Like he wants credit for the fact that the vaccine's out, but most of his people are anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
So like how do you walk that line? Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Well, he's all in, I think. I mean, I don't think he's waffling back and forth. He's always said the vaccine was a good thing, and he is
so honestly, why doesn't that piss people off? Like, who's it? Del Bigtree, I think, is the guy that you guys have on pretty often.
Yeah.
Who's a hardcore anti-vaxxer. Like, why doesn't that guy say, I'm not supporting Donald Trump anymore? Because, and I don't want you to speak for other people, I'm just saying. It seems weird that you guys are still, you're all about Trump, but this fundamental thing, you can't get behind.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's wrong about certain things. That's, you know, it's another sort of misconception about Trump or the Trump supporters. I mean, you know, It's interesting that, like, you know, he has been out of office for 2 months now. He's hardly made any public appearances whatsoever. He's hardly, you know, made a dent in the political world since he got out of office. And yet the nationalist movement lives on. The America First movement has gotten bigger and better than ever. The whole idea that this is somehow a cult of Trump is just completely wrong, and the evidence is right there in front of you. It really
Harrison,
has.
Harrison, they put a golden idol. They had a golden idol.
I know.
At CPAC. I mean, are
that
you kidding
stupid.
Me with that?
That was very stupid. But trust me, CPAC.
First of all, it had flip flops on, which is disgusting in the first place. Men should not. We've discussed things like this before, but you know, like, that's just nonsense.
Yeah. The golden. I mean, it's embarrassing. Yeah, the Trump worship is. The point is that he was never a golden god like they're trying to promote him as. It was never a cult about him. He just was the best representation and one of the only people that actually put this ideology forward of America First, of unapologetically supporting America and wanting to, you know, defend the American people against all interests and all competitors, foreign and domestic. I think you know, he did a great job while he was in office. You know, I always say it's like he was the store owner, right? He was the manager of the store for 4 years, and it was record profits, and everybody, you know, did well, and the store was clean and nice and well lit. And then at the end, you know, the store got burned down, and now it's being run as a slave camp, administrated by psychopaths. So did he really do a good job? I don't know. I don't know if it was worth it or not.
That's a bit strong. Look, I hear what you're saying. Look, I just wanted to say before I go that I recently got banned from YouTube and permanently. And I spent the last couple of years trying to defend conservatives, Trump supporters who got banned from YouTube. I did everything I could, and absolutely nobody, and I mean nobody, is defending me right now.
Hey, I defended you. Well, where can people find you to support you, Patrick?
Where
can people find you?
Like,
quick, 10 seconds.
On Twitch. On Twitch. Patty
on
don't
Twitch.
Surf.
Patty Don't Surf. Patty Don't Surf on Twitch.
P-A-D-D-Y.
He's a good man.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. My guest for this hour, I'm very happy to have on, Frank Cavanaugh. He is a U.S. Army veteran and a musician. He served as a military paralegal as well and as a former member of the hit rock band Fuel, where he played bass and sang backup vocals. You are an American first patriot, a father, and you now provide outreach for veterans on social media called Full Metal MAGA. You can be followed on Twitter at @full_metal_MAGA. Thank you so much for coming on, Frank.
Thanks. Thanks, Harrison. It's so, you know, congratulations on having and to your wife on having a new child. That's the most beautiful thing and the most defining thing that we can do as humans is make new humans.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And you're right. It is a very human experience. It's messy. It's not easy. It's not simple. It's not cut and dry. It's not robotic in any way. It's very natural and human, and gives you a whole different perspective. It's very interesting.
You know, you're allowed to have your hair messy, bro. I just want to say get your sleep now, because for the next half a decade, you're not going to be able to have a rational conversation with your kid, and you're not going to be able to get sleep. You know, so it's like, and another thing I want to tell all new fathers, one of the things that I did with both my kids religiously is I read them two books every single night, and I put my finger underneath the words that I was reading. And my oldest was reading words before she was even 2 years old.
Wow.
So it's like, that's where school begins as soon as your child is born.
Right.
Your child basically steals language from you and makes it, you know, their own. And they're going to get their attitudes and their perception and their worldview from you. So, you know, your son is very lucky to have you as a parent. And you know what? I want to say that I wasn't in Fuel. I was in Filter.
Oh, Filter.
That doesn't matter.
Somebody gave me the wrong information here.
You know, I really try to downplay that because it's the whole Hollywood experience is something that Hunter S. Thompson described it as a shallow plastic trench full of cutthroats and liars. And there's also a downside. And, you know, I'm really glad that at 34 years old, I was like, I made a conscious decision to join the military. You know, 6 months before I couldn't, because I didn't want to be tainted. My soul was tainted just from being in that world. But I don't want to focus on that. I want to talk about what the question that you posed to the audience earlier about what's the greatest threat to the United States and to the world right now. And really it is complacency. It's apathy. It's the woman that you had on earlier that said, I'm not asking what they're putting in my body. And everyone around them, like the bullies they are with peer pressure, laughed
and
scolded it. Like, with this attitude, like, we know better. And you guys, and that's the whole attitude of the left, is they come from a place where they think they're smarter. They think they're better. They think they can get over. Mm. And they're not. Because when you take, if you have a newspaper that has a right and a left page, and you take the whole right page of that newspaper and you don't read it because it's the right side, you then do not have that knowledge. Mm. And it is a fact now that the left collectively are ignorant. And we have to understand that, that they are ignorant people. And Trump losing was actually a very good thing for the freedom movement, because now all of us are Trump. You want to be able to do something. Everyone's like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? The American political system is set up around two parties. They get $10 million from the federal government to put on their conventions. So right. They're state parties, basically. But they're controlled at the local level. Both parties have either central councils or central committees in each county. We can and should and have responsibilities, not only as American citizens, but as humans, to involve ourselves politically. Because what was it? Some Greek dude said, if you don't involve yourself in politics, what happens is you end up being ruled by your inferiors. And that's what's
exactly right. Hey, we'll be right back, Frank.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Watching the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. My guest is Frank Kavanaugh. He can be found on Twitter at full_metal_MAGA. And, Frank, you're already making so many great points. So I kind of ran up against the break there. I didn't want to interrupt you because, I loved what you were saying. And I think, one of the callers earlier brought up synchronicity, and we are definitely synchronized here, because I've saved some topics specifically for you that are in line with exactly what you're talking about, the ignorance of the left. I want to get to these. I want to get to some phone calls as well. I also just want to mention, you talk about a child from the moment they're born. They're already, receiving information and learning how to think. And I just think it's funny because I literally sit there and I'm just like, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary.
That's awesome. You should, bro. You should. I mean, my kids, my oldest kid, I'm so proud of, but politically, ideologically, is 18 now, is totally the opposite of me. Mm. But one of the things that I've taught both my kids, I always said, you have to think critically.
Mm-hmm.
You have to question everything. And I said, never get chipped and never get on the back of a motorcycle. If you're going to get on a motorcycle, drive it, giving them that basic value of tolerance and acceptance, which the left is ignorant of. They don't even know what tolerance and acceptance is. I gave that to my kid, who everyone goes through phases and cycles in life, I believe. I'm the globalist's worst nightmare because I'm an ex-Democrat.
Right.
And so, it's my kid's a beautiful person and understands, that what the core issues are important in America, freedom of speech, tolerance, basically. And and we've really gotten away from that. I totally am having a little I didn't mean to take over and monopolize that whole first segment.
No, I love it. I mean, what you're talking about is exactly what I wanted to talk about anyway. So it works perfectly. I want to bring up this. This statement, because, just like there's a difference between critical thinking and critical theory, that's an important thing to dissect. There's a difference between, free speech and destructive activities of our media class. One of the big stories this week was about the Grammys, the basically the semi-pornographic display, you know, on display in the Grammys. And you had Candace Owens going on Tucker Carlson, and she says, Candace Owens says that the performance by that woman signifies the corrosion and the end of an empire. And so then you have this leftist responding saying, notice how quickly free speech and First Amendment rhetoric is discarded and cancel culture is celebrated by hypocrites for the things they don't personally like. To me, again, this is just emblematic of the inability of liberals to even understand what they're talking about. What this woman is talking about, Candace Owens is talking about, is the fact that the Grammys, which used to be the sort of unifying thing, kind of like the Oscars used to be or the Super Bowl used to be, something that kind of everybody watched. You knew you could talk to, even if you knew nothing about the other person, you say, hey, did you watch the Grammys yesterday? Let's talk about that. You could watch it with your kids. It was a unifying sort of moment for the country to come together and enjoy some a little bit of frivolous entertainment, and it was a good thing. And this is like semi-pornographic. This is not something that should be shown on national TV, not something that should be shown to innocent children. It's objectionable, and it shouldn't happen. Now, that's not saying that if you want to go and watch something like this on your own time, you should not be allowed to do it. But just help me understand the conflation between what, you know, saying, hey, I don't want that shown on national TV during the Grammys, and what cancel culture actually is, which is something like this Georgetown law professor who basically, you know, she was summoned by her school and they said, we're going to have a talk about how to improve the black students in our school, how to make sure their grades are better. And she's like, yeah, you know, it makes me sad. A lot of my lower scoring students are black and I don't like that. And she gets fired for that. That's cancel culture, right? Cancel culture is individuals like speaking their mind in a private setting. And then they're fired for that, even though what they said was not even objectionable. And yet they're trying to conflate that with saying, hey, I don't want pornography on national television during a primetime nationwide broadcast. I just wanted to point out sort of the inability for – is it – I mean, are they just stupid, or are they purposely conflating these things to try to make make Republicans look like hypocrites?
Well, both. The people that are doing it they're very smart. They know what they're doing. The people that are believing that point of view are very ignorant. They don't even know how to reason. And we have to understand something, that we're right now witnessing in slow motion the tipping point. And the tipping point, imagine like 1,000 marbles on one side of a teeter totter. Mm. And what just happened to that professor is one of the marbles going over there. Mm. And every time an individual sees this, it's basically a mini red pill. Another marble goes over to, and we're now, it's the worm is turning and it's swinging in our direction. And if you want to know what the ultimate cancel culture is, it's money. And if you look at 6.7 million people watch the Grammys, which is the lowest ever. If you look at the Super Bowl, it was the lowest ever. If you look at the NBA, lowest ever. You notice they don't have Black Lives Matter on the courts anymore, because you know what? They lost money. And all these people that have been dictating to us, the LeBron Jameses, the Cardi B's, okay, they only have power because we give them the money, and they're canceling us. And in the process, what they've done is they created the biggest counterculture in the history of the United States. That's good people. That's backed with, oh my goodness, Christianity, love, tolerance. Mm. And they completely screwed up. They are the water's going down the toilet bowl really, really fast right now. And that's what happens at the end. And they think and they want to have a great reset. And the great reset is happening. And the marbles are rolling over. And it's going to be a reset, not of tyranny, but it's going to be a reset of freedom and patriotism. Because they don't want, what they don't understand is when they created this counterculture, it forces us to be DIY. It forces us to be punk rock. And what we're doing, like skateboarding used to be illegal. You'd get arrested, but we kept doing it. We fell down. We got hurt. We got back up. We did it. Then we jumped on then we built half pipes in our backyard, and we didn't know how to even drop in. So we faked it and we fell down, but we got back on the half pipe of liberty. And right now you got a bunch of punk rockers riding the half pipe of liberty. And no, it doesn't matter how many times you try to snake us or we fall down, we're going to get back on it because it's fun. We like doing this. And they've mistakenly created, you look at the GameStop thing where it's a bunch of gamers doing that because that's the new video game.
Right.
They canceled sports. They canceled music. And now you have an alternative music scene with Bryson James and Tom McDonald that are selling millions. You have an alternative now to sports, basically. Yeah. What is it? It's politics. And that's what they've done. And that is, we have to not be black-pilled and not be depressed. We need to understand that this is it. This is the point in history that we've all read about, that we've all wanted to live. We're living it right now. And it doesn't happen in 1 or 2 days. It happens in the last year. Mm. They thought they'd have it. Right now is the crucial point. And they're in their death throes. And this is where they're the most dangerous, because once they all realize that they're done, they're going to come after us, and we have to not react the way they want us to react. We have to be proud that on January 6th, we were a model of self-restraint, and we walked away from that Capitol building and didn't burn it down, because that's what we do as conservatives, as Americans. We're not even conservatives. We're just Americans.
Right.
And that's what they want to keep us alone, separated, isolated, and afraid. And I am not afraid. And Harrison, I know you're not afraid.
You're absolutely right. And just the point about how much fun it is to be on this side is something we need to sort of advertise more. Because, man, I go onto Facebook with all my old high school friends, and it's just like this morass. I feel like as soon as I stepped in quicksand, and it's just all, they're all saying exactly the same thing, and they're just trying to pull me down with them into this depressed, angry mode. And so I get off that, and I go on Twitter where I follow all the right wingers, and it's just fun and laughs and hilariousness and memes, and we need to advertise that fact more. More with Frank Cavanaugh on the other side.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls, with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here. It is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, Talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on InfoWars.com and Band.video. I remind you, everything that we do here is supported by InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to support myself, my newborn child, our crew that works so hard day in and day out to bring you these very high-quality broadcasts and to get us the incredible guests we have, like Frank Kavanaugh, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're not begging for your money. You get something great in return. It's the fantastic products that we have, like BrainForce Plus, which is 50% off right now. Please do go support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We so appreciate it and would not be here without you. We won't be here without you. So please go support us just as soon as you can. And folks, I will be going to phone calls in the second half of this hour. So Christina and Brittany, I know you're holding. Please stay on the air because I will get to you. I promise. And I know Frank wants to hear what you have to say as well. Frank Kavanaugh is my guest. You can find him on Twitter at @full_metal_MAGA. And he posts some great stuff. In fact, one thing he posted yesterday that I found and had to just pull down and wanted to play today is this video. It's titled Going Back to the Light. I think it's absolutely incredible. I want to play this video and then get Frank's read on it because it's just so informative. It's such a great video. Here it is. It's called Going Back to the Light.
This is the truth that we're living in. And Christ represents the truth, the light. We're going back to the light right now. And right now, darkness is walking the earth. And that is part of the darkness. It's an evil agenda to shut people's consciousness down and to enslave them. It's nothing else.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can all serve together.
What do you disagree about that?
We're asked to wear masks and we...
By who?
By our, prophet.
For what?
To help just keep everyone safe.
Safe from what?
COVID.
What is COVID? What kind of disease?
Virus.
Similar to the cold or the influenza? How deadly is it? How deadly is it?
I don't want to argue.
There's no argument. I'm asking an intelligent person, are you educated? Are you a human? You have a responsibility to use the intelligence God gave you.
I don't know. What is that?
And you're not thinking right now. You're following orders. You're not thinking for yourself. You're not in touch with your soul. Because if you were, you would take that bullshit off. And you would breathe freely, which is the number one form of nutrition. And if you don't have proper oxygen, you can't have cognitive function. And if you can't think right, you're easily pushed around and controlled and manipulated. As governments and religions have done, as I gave the example before, of the communists and the people that have walked before us, like Mao Zedong, like Stalin, like Adolf Hitler. That happens, right? It happens, right? People get murdered and killed, genocide, correct? This is the first step. If you don't have a mask, you're just like the Jews in Nazi Germany, with a star on their arm. And I'm done with it, right? Because I came from California. They're double masking now. They're with people's heads. And I don't like this. And this is the United States of America. And this is my free speech.
I love that guy. I absolutely love that guy. And I love when they're like, oh, well, we don't have to argue. And he's like, what argument? I'm asking you questions. I want to know if you're a thinking human being or not. I mean, it's just fantastic. He says, you're not thinking, you're following orders. I thought that was so great. I found that on your Twitter. I mean,
I saw that, like, just watching it, I got emotional because there's a couple things I want to point out. One thing is that he began that whole thing with is we're living the light. And what we're witnessing at the beginning of our nation in the 1760s, there was a spiritual revival because there was religious suppression. There was charters put out by the colonies where, like, Massachusetts was Puritan. Every different colony was a certain church. And so people went out to the frontiers and had campouts and had revival underneath the big tent. Mm. And what that did is it created a connection of all these people that were like, hey, we're libertarian based, we're freedom based, and we're from all these different states. And that was the network that developed into the Sons of Liberty and the Committees of Correspondence. We're now witnessing that in America. What happened on January 6th? What happened on the 2 weekends before that? What's happened is through the Trump era is a revival of patriotism. We are all coming back to the core root of what the United States of America is. What made it great, and what made it great, and what still makes it great, and it's always been great, is Americans, is the people. It's not diversity, it's the melting pot. Mm. It's where I can speak Spanish and German and English a little bit because I've hung out with those different communities, and it all wears off on us. And that was the first thing. There's a revival. The second thing is this is You saw that it was a very tense situation, and that gentleman remained emotionally detached and just presented the facts. And the two young ladies on the other side, what I took out from them was their innocence. Mm. We have to understand is we're dealing with good people on the other side, good people that are willfully ignorant because their leaders have led them astray. Not because they don't want to be knowledgeable, but because they don't have access to the knowledge anymore because they've been told it's bad and they want to be good. So we have to show them by example that it's okay over here, that there is no argument. Mm. How could there be an argument when it's just the facts? These are the facts, you know? And when I was canceled years ago in the music industry because of my political beliefs, and I just gave up. And I basically, 2 years ago, in 2019, you guys welcomed me on because of what was going on in my life and my former band, and it has totally, it has been a revival of my life, when I denied the brainwashing that had depressed me and kept me canceled and said, I no longer care. That's when everything changed. And words have meaning. And when they now say that all of us are racist just because we were born white and we breathe. Okay. They've taken their main weapon away from themselves. Hmm. And that is calling us a racist because we're all good people. We all want to be good people. And they're now calling all of us racist, so it's moot. Their main weapon, and they don't even realize it yet, that their main weapon is now moot because they have just shown themselves, the left, to be the racists. The Democratic Party is a party of political racial identity, which in the name itself is racist. Political race theory is racism. The belief in white supremacy is really white suppressionism. Mm. Because what you have is you have white-hating whites and people of color that are racist, that want to suppress white people. And that's what we have to start hearing. When we hear white supremacist, what they're really saying is white suppression. They want to suppress us.
It's also kind of a weird inverted white supremacy, isn't it? Where it's like, oh, only the white people is it bad if they get together. Oh, you only have to worry if the white people are advocating for themselves. Everybody, oh, the poor brown black people, they can advocate for themselves. Oh, but not the white people. That's scary. I mean, it's a weird inversion of white supremacy, isn't it?
Well, the thing is that I don't really see myself belonging to a white community, and that's what's unique about America, is that we don't have to belong to any racial stereotype. And so you don't have, it used to be Irish Americans and Polish Americans and Armenian Americans when our fathers and our grandfathers came over from the old country. But yep. We're now thoroughly.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help. More than ever now, I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Shattering the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media, trying, futile though it may seem at points, to bring humans together under the spiritual reality that we're all in it together. We're all trying to be good. We all want to be loved and liked and to know that we're doing well. And yet we can be so led astray by those very same impulses that inspire us to do good. It's a very difficult job that we have here, but we're doing our best, folks. We hope that that you join us in this great struggle. My name is Harrison Smith. Frank Kavanaugh is my guest. You can follow him on Twitter at @full_metal_MAGA. Full Metal MAGA. It's all about making America great again by recapturing what made us great in the first place, which is our independent spirit, our spirituality, our togetherness, and our ability to come together. You know, it's something that I always said I would host the war room, for Owen, and you would come on, and other people would come on and be the Headbangers Friday or something. Well, it was all about music, and I'd always say, you know, diversity is not our strength. Harmony is our strength, because you don't want a bunch of tubas all blowing the same note. That's not music. That's not entertaining. Right. You don't want all the, but you also don't want a cacophony. You don't want one guy playing, you know, A over here, another guy playing C over here, and it's just like off-putting and bad. That's diversity, right? Is when you just everything clashes and nothing works together. What you want is things that are different, but that are all on the same beat, that are all on the same note, that all work together to create something beautiful. It's harmony that's our strength, not diversity, as such. And with that,
you know. There's a phrase in music, it's not the notes you play, it's the notes you don't play.
Mm.
And it's about the spaces in between. When in music, they count it 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. We need to play on the and, in between the 1 and the 2, or not play. And we have to understand, like, I've been going through this whole black pill thing, through this whole how many people are getting awoken and are getting red pill. And losing my temper with them because of their exuberance and their passion for, oh my God, dude, look at chemtrails, dude. Like, I'm like, dude, this is like 2008, dude, you know? And it's like, that's Satan's trickery being used on my ego to try to make me go back to the dark side. And it constantly is happening. And what I loved about that video was, and I want everyone to take away, is we all have responsibilities as individuals. And I said this earlier, we can't complain about anything anymore if we don't go out and do something about it.
Right.
And apathy and complacency is the reason that we're here in the first place. And when it's almost like when you get canceled, it's like getting beat up and rolled into a gang. Because once you go through that pain of losing that connection to the artificial social media, big tech world, you go through a withdrawal.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't like it. I remember when Laura Loomer was on here and she was freaking out when they canceled her.
Right.
And rightfully so, you know, because you're silencing people. But what it's created is when you take a plant and you break the stem and you think you kill it and you knock it over, what you're really doing is you're not killing it. You're damaging it so much that it goes into shock. And when it goes into shock, it comes back the bigger plant than any other of your plants. And you're going to have the most yield from that plant that's all bent and gnarled and knocked over. And that's what the globalists inadvertently have done to the freedom movement, to the Make America Great movement, is – they broke the stem of the plant and knocked us over and left us for dead. But we're not dead. We're a tree that's crooked. We're going to grow up stronger than all the other trees and bear way more fruit. And everyone's going to see the example of what we're doing. If we don't give in to, you know, they want us to react and do what they do. And we have to understand that we have a responsibility, first of all, to ourselves. If you want a good life and you want to be happy, you have to be happy being you, okay? And you have to identify. And the reason I'm saying this is because I went through a long time where I was not happy being me, where I believed the brainwashing of the globalist media on me, and I gave up. And not getting off your couch and doing what you need to do is you giving up. And if a million people can get to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, and they can allow 300 of those million to make the whole narrative, then shame on the rest of us millions for allowing that to happen. The million people that were there, we all need to stop being afraid that we were there. I'm proud I was there. That was a measure of restraint by the patriot community. If that was Antifa, there would be no Capitol building. It would be a shell.
Yeah, I say that constantly. You know, it's just that's exactly. I mean, the largest political protest in the history of America is what they're trying to demonize. It's totally absurd. I want to go quickly out to a phone call. Let's go to Christina in California, who actually wants to talk about January 6th and specifically the really sole, you know, innocent victim in this, Ashley Babbitt. Thank you so much for calling in, Christina. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, first is to the appropriate subject. The biggest danger, I think, to the country is the southern border situation, and the biggest danger to humanity, I agree with that fellow who said it's the people we got in power.
Yeah.
Now, aside from that, back to Ashley Babbitt. I've seen that video and another one shot from a different angle. The police standing around were doing a single thing, so they were probably part of that whole QAnon whatever thing. And I'm quite sure QAnon's been used to be a trigger for a sort of civil war that these people would want, these people in power that are in trouble would want to eradicate if damage had been done. Now, it was kind of fun, as I think, Scheuer said, to see these rat bastards cower. But if any damage had come to any of them, can you imagine Pelosi getting beat up or killed? What a martyr that would be. Okay. Babbitt was running on adrenaline, on wanting to feel special, like she was some sort of special force or something and under special orders. And yeah, she was a victim of that. But that was a violent scene there with windows that were already broken. The doors were barricaded, people terrified inside. You do not need to have a single weapon on your person to do severe damage or death to another person, especially if they are old, frail, smaller than you, weaker than you, scared and not used to violence, not dealing with it, and nobody around them standing up for them. That guy's gun was visible. The guard's gun was visible. That's probably why the others had backed off and didn't come to that window, and she decided to charge through and lead the charge and break the ice jam and just let's get going, and probably figured she'd just be slightly grazed, and she miscalculated. And she went through that. She did not just go innocently through that window. She went through that window like a true warrior and died like a true warrior. And I'm fighting for the wrong thing. If she had succeeded, and the whole group had succeeded, the real win would have been the Biden crew for them. They would have exploited it. They would have made those victims in there. They're martyrs.
Yeah, they exploited it.
And that guy who pulled the trigger, he did absolutely the right thing. You got to protect your perimeter.
Well, and, I have to disagree with you there, because you had the police actually standing in front of those doors. They weren't being broken down. The police moved out of the way about a minute before they allowed that to happen. There are protocols you can take. You know, going to deadly force as your first, as your first move is not necessarily the right thing. And of course, I think, you know, the reality of what happened on January 6th is that if it had been all the things that the left claims it was, you're right. The Capitol wouldn't be standing. You would have seen Nancy Pelosi a lot worse than beaten up, right? If it had actually been an insurrection coup where you had a million armed Trump supporters going in with the intent of doing damage, it would have been a total bloodbath. You know, it's obvious that that was never the intent. Yeah, it's been portrayed as that. Totally unfair. I'm going to get Frank Kavanaugh's reaction to this on the other side. Thank you so much for the call, Christina. I have to disagree with you on whether this was appropriate force by this police officer. I think it was completely inappropriate, and I think it was totally unnecessary for Ashley Babbitt to die. She didn't pose a threat to anybody.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will.
Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it. I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by devil-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain. Energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got to pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types, because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, we do not screen your calls here on American Journal. We'll take your name and we'll take the topic that you tell us you want to discuss, and then we get to your call in the order in which we receive them. So, you know, that last, if you want to disagree with us, you're more than welcome. That last caller had a little bit of a different read of January 6th and Ashley Babbitt than I myself did, but that's fine. People have different views on these sorts of things, and I don't begrudge her for that at all. I do want to get Frank Kavanaugh's take on this. We were talking about January 6th before, and she brought up Ashley Babbitt more or less saying it was okay for the police to do what he did. What's your read on the last call that we received, Frank?
The first thing I want to say about Ashley Babbitt, who's a martyr, is where's the investigation? Who's right. The person that shot her? Where's the investigation? Why are they hiding it? Why are they covering it up? Why are they being dishonest by not being transparent.
Right.
Okay. That's so obvious that something is up. I think that the caller, though, going to that legally, and I want to bring this into what's going on with Chauvin.
Yeah.
Legally, he would have some basis defense because she was coming through a barricade. He could say that he was fearing for his life. And that's what legally the defense they're going to go on. Now, you look at what's happening with George Floyd, where they're saying that he killed a man because he knelt on his neck. And he used him. Globalists used that example as every white police officer and in absentia, every white person.
Right.
Is holding a knee on the neck. And I got into a discussion with a friend of mine on social media who's a leftist who said, you know, I said, hey, dude, the dude died from a fentanyl overdose. He didn't die from a cop's knee on his neck. And that's a fact. You can look on the coroner report, and that's what it says. And he said, well, that's one in a million then, dude, especially with the camera there. And that made me think this. George Floyd is an American citizen who I love. I don't care about his political beliefs. I don't care about his skin color. I care about that he's an American. And George Floyd was murdered by the Chinese flooding America with fentanyl.
Mm.
Okay? And the neck that is being knelt on is all of our necks, and the person doing it is the Chinese Communist Party. And that's what we have to understand, that one in a million was the George Floyd thing. There was a million George Floyds that have died from overdosing in the opiate and fentanyl epidemic, and no one cared about any of them. But the one in a million shot where they can frame it, and they're like, this is it. This is how evil the whole patriarchy isn't even true.
Mm.
Their one in a million shot isn't even true. That is false. And that is emblematic of everything about globalism and the leftism is that they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. And you know what? There's one thing that Americans don't like, and that's BS, dude.
Right.
We don't like the wool pulled over our eyes. And we can smell a rat, and we smell a rat so huge. You think you're going to get away with Cuomo getting unseated because of sexual harassment? Yeah, he did that. He's a garbage human for that. He's also going to hell because he murdered 16,000 people in nursing homes, and so did Whitmer. And you're not going to get away with that. And the marbles are first on the teeter-totter. The marbles are running backwards uphill to get there. And that's what we've all been doing for years, is we've been running backwards uphill against this resistance, and we're there. And now we've got it. Even though they didn't want it to happen and they broke our plant of information, we've now sprung up a million plants.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I hate to cut you off. I promised Brittany I'd get to her, and we're coming up to the end of the show here. But Brittany in Pennsylvania, and this ties into exactly what Frank was talking about, the BS, and especially having to do with COVID-19, she says the greatest threat is the medical field. Thanks for calling in, Brittany. You're on the air with Frank Kavanaugh.
Hi, guys. It's really hard to be the last caller. You spark so many thoughts, and I already have what I wanted to say. But I just want to say that Frank has become one of my favorite guests on the War Room. He's just so insightful, and I've been trying to inch my way to get involved locally, and he just boosts my confidence. So I really appreciate that. As far as one of the biggest threats, you know, as the globalists and the leftists create so much chaos that we can't pay attention to, you know, one thing every day. But I think the medical field is under attack. And
yeah,
that's why I think it's one of the biggest threats, because you're always taught growing up and, you know, even now, consult your doctor, trust your doctor. And that's how we've been programmed, is to trust our doctors. But, you know, there's several doctors that are trying to speak out, and there's even a doctor in Nebraska I've been paying attention to, and he's gotten a lot of signatures to try to, you know, arrest Dr. Fauci because of what he's doing, and they get no coverage. And
right.
So, you know, that's why I think that it's one of the biggest threats, because they're under attack. I wish I didn't have to say that, but it's the truth.
It absolutely is. A very great point. I thank you so much for the call. Brittany, I know Frank's happy he's inspired you in some way. And it's always such a great thing to hear. Yeah, to talk about this, Frank, the hijacking of, you know, this incredibly powerful force of the medical industry. Go ahead. We have about 4 minutes left.
Look at the Warsaw ghetto, and you look at pictures of it. Everyone was under quarantine. I think it was because of typhus, they said that the Jewish community had a disease, and that's how they got them all to go into the ghetto was medical tyranny. And you know, Brittany, that hit me in the heart that you said that. And what I hear in your voice is, you know, you're on the edge. You're really emotional, and you're on the edge. And I want you to know that. When you get scared about doing this, and everybody, when you get scared about doing anything, you don't want to do it. You know, one of the most fearful things is public speaking. And the reason you're nervous inside and the reason you have those butterflies is because it's so important what you have inside of you. And that's your talent busting ass to get out. So the purpose in life is to become a success and then help other people. That's it. That's the meaning of life. That's why you have kids. That's why I'm doing this, because the more marbles that run up backwards, you know, uphill, then it's going to start going downhill, and all you guys can just come with us, and it's going to be a waterfall of marbles, and we're going to go back to freedom. And we're there if we don't fall for the tricks of Satan and the left and our egos and remain like that guy who Harrison just showed his video come to the light, who's emotionally detached. And you just saw me right now. I just like broke down because I'm not emotionally attached, because this is life or death. Okay. But it's not a bad thing. It's a beautiful, incredible thing that we have this opportunity right now to be men and women of integrity, of honor, of strength. And you know what? Rip me down, kill me right now. Live a life where you can die every single day and it's all good. And that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm not afraid. I want everyone to check out The Power of No by David Icke, and understand that the power lays, Brittany, in you. The power lays in me individually. And it's our responsibility to choose happiness. And it's our responsibility to choose light. And I'm not saying you don't. I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying that you do. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And I didn't mean to go on another rant there, Harrison. I'm sorry.
I was ready to let you take it to the end of the show here, man. You're inspiring me as well.
I mean, you know, the way that we were treated on January 6th in Washington, D.C., people that had nothing to do. Like, I got up to the Capitol building after everything was said and done and people were walking back. I'm like, what happened? And to be treated like I was the most horrible person on the planet, it really blackpilled me. And I went back into that depressive state that the globalists had me in for a decade. And I want everyone now to get out of it. We need to understand that the 300, 400, 500 people that have been arrested that are going through this, they're going through that. We're not going through that because we didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going through it, and I'm not going to be ashamed of that. I'm going to be proud of the fact that we showed by example how we were emotionally detached as patriots, how the people's house is our house, and we're not going to burn our own house down. That's what the left does. Right. They burn their own neighborhoods down. We don't do that, and we can't let them control the narrative and care what they're doing. We need to do what we're going to do ourselves. And the only way we're going to do that is when we come and look at ourselves and we're happy with ourselves, you know, which is a beautiful thing, Harrison. It's a beautiful thing. And please get involved locally in politics. Every 2 years, your representative is reelected. Your representative right now is running a campaign. Right. And if he's a bad one, he shouldn't or she should not be there. And we have to select as people where the power of no is our power in the people to select our own representatives. It's our responsibility. If you don't do it, it's your fault. If you can get to Washington, you can get to your county seat, to the central committee meeting every couple months.
And you have to do it because while we focus on the national thing, we don't have the manpower to focus on all the local things. So it's got to be up to you to do that. Amazing stuff as always. Frank Cavanaugh, thank you so much for being with us, man. That was fantastic. Inspiring stuff.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order.
And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of rocket rest that's so popular we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.